You're on 981 2NM Thursdays. We talk motoring with the only man, as far as we're concerned, who is truly in the middle of the road. David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. How are you, mate?
The middle of the road in music, that's not necessarily a compliment,
but,
is it?
But when it comes to the roads, it is. I like to think so anyway. It's the best I got on short notice. So today we're talking about delivery curfews.
Yeah, now Queensland has reinstated its delivery curfews for trucks at night. Now, we saw them being taken out. Well, let's go back. We know that, of course, the curfews for trucks are there to protect the noise and, you know, make sure there's no excessive noise and so on for local communities, and that's quite understandable.
Yeah.
During COVID, they relaxed them because there was a need to deliver things when there was panic buying, and you know, there was a range of reasons to do it. Now, the truck industry liked that because the benefit can be that they're not travelling in peak hour. We all know what it's like to get stuck behind a truck that might be a bit slower in the peak period. So it allows a great deal of flexibility in delivery, which can benefit, you know, the costs and the reduction of congestion and so on.
Yes.
But now Queensland or Brisbane has reinstated the curfew. Now, New South Wales will do it not until March next year, but the truck industry wants to say, is saying, well, hang on, maybe we should think about keeping it in permanently.
Surely it's a benefit for the trucks to be driving late at night as well, because there's no other cars around and they can be more efficient and get to where they're going quicker.
It's an excellent point that the stop-start traffic, particularly with heavy vehicles, and quite often, you know, one of the things of Australia is that we have an old fleet on average, and the ones going up and down the highway are often very efficient, but sometimes even in urban areas, the ones that are doing short trips are not as up to the latest standards of pollution reduction. Mm. The thing that this pushes us towards then, I believe, is significant hybrid trucks or even full electric trucks. Now, that one mate of mine has just gone to take up the role. I interviewed him the other day about building and assembling electric trucks here in Australia, and that's happening. And the first question is, oh, well, they've only got a short range. But it's what we've talked about before. The question you should ask is not, the first question is not what is the range, but what are you going to use it for? And most delivery vehicles and so on, in urban areas, are not doing great kilometres. So the application of electric trucks becomes very good. They're doing it a lot in things like garbage trucks. And what people have noticed is that it's so wonderfully quiet without the engine that the actual mechanics of loading the garbage is a bit noisy. So, you know, in other words, we've reduced one element. Now, whether it's be garbage trucks or whatever, the idea, an electric vehicle, particularly in starting out, is wonderfully, relatively quiet.
I tell you what, one thing that struck me as interesting, we know the laws have been changed recently for prime movers to be able to have a third trailer, and I'm wondering whether, as the technology changes, maybe one of those trailers needs to be a big battery so that the other two will still be able to carry as much goods as they have in the past, perhaps.
It's like a tender on an old steam engine, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
That you carry around. I think what we'll move to, particularly on long-distance trucks, will be hydrogen.
Oh, yeah.
And there you will be able to not have to carry such extra weight. That, in part, is part of the inefficiency. But Hyundai is now building those sorts of trucks. They're trialling them in Switzerland and other places. Now, for example, you might, under current systems, without too much having to do too high a pressure of the hydrogen, you know, make 400K, but you can replenish that in, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, like a petrol or like diesel.
Yeah.
So that, say, the Sydney to Melbourne trip or up into the Hunter Valley might well be a trip that you can make without having to replenish and without having to carry the excessive amount of batteries. Now, Infrastructure Australia has actually talked about doing things that are absolutely critical for the hydrogen economy. which could ultimately go into exports and everything. The potential is enormous.
Yeah.
This is not embracing this technology begrudgingly and having to, the burden of doing it. There's great opportunity, jobs and everything.
It would be nice to see Australia on the forefront of technology as well as manufacturing at the same time. And we do get a lot of truckies listening to the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. So if you've got some thoughts on that, we'd love to hear from you. 6543 1981. Of course, David will join us to talk some more motoring next Thursday. Good on you, mate. Thank you.
My pleasure.